Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court. Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1407. Visible translated text is as follows. Soral of the name H.F. Becker, sought to be erased, but which is clearly discernible under the microscope. That also on said note is the date, Sept 1909, also sought to be erased, but also discernible under a powerful microscope, together with the serial number #1018, that said sheet was a duplicate carbon order blank of a requisition sent to the Cotton States Belting and Supply Company in September 1909 by the said H.F. Becker, who was master mechanic at the National Pencil Company at that time, and whose business it was to secure and obtain supplies for the pencil factory, it being his practice to write out the requisition, sign it with his name, and send it by an apprentice to the place from where he desired to secure the supplies. That it was the practice and custom of the said Becker to send the original requisition to the place where he secured the supplies and to retain a carbon duplicate copy thereof in his office on the fourth floor of the pencil factory. That the said duplicate requisitions were contained in pads which remained in his office on the fourth floor of the pencil factory. That from the time Becker first entered the employ of the pencil company until about January 1st, 1913, he was allowed to obtain supplies without obtaining the sanction or authority of anyone in the factory, his department being conducted entirely independent of other departments, and the requisitions signed by him being sent out and honored without passing through any other office of the factory, that it was his practice to keep his pads of duplicate requisitions in his office, and after having no use for same, to send them down to the basement of the factory with the other trash. That on the 27th day of December 1913, the said Becker left the employ of the pencil factory, and that within a few weeks thereafter, his office on the fourth floor of the factory was cleaned out, and the trash, including papers and old pads, were gathered and taken to the basement and placed on the trash pile. That the pad from which the sheet on which Conley wrote his second note was among the pads that were carried down there from Becker's office and dumped into the basement on the trash pile, and that Conley picked up said sheet from off the trash pile and wrote the aforesaid note thereon in the basement of the factory.